The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Well, hello, everybody. This is James Barber coming to you on the Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. It is me again, ladies and gentlemen. I have no guest this week because I want to talk about a couple of things here. That have been going on and some upcoming things that are coming on very shortly. You know, Les Mis has closed. I talked about that a week ago, and last week I had on an interview with some of the cast members from Les Mis. It was Les Mis, the version I did at La Mirada Theater. It was the highest grossing show in the history of La Mirada Theater ever. It was also the highest attended show in the history of La Mirada Theater ever. So we are very, very proud of that fact. It's an interesting dichotomy that here you have a piece that runs and affects so many people, such great statistics, great ticket sales, great audience response, and then boom, it's closed. You know, it's the nature of theater. It's the nature of how this works. It does not live on forever. It is not a television show. It is not a film. It is not a concert that has been recorded for posterity on DVD or played on the television. It is a live performance. And, you know, when I think about that in terms of the entertainment world, it's something that has spoken to me about, you know, the whys and wherefores. You know, why isn't entertainment the way it used to be? You know, why are kids' attention spans so short these days? And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, entertainment, when I was growing up, we had television. But even before that, you know, we would go to theater or we would, you know, when I was growing up, there were only really like three or four stations, you know, and cable didn't really exist at the time. And my father grew up, there was no television, you know. So when you think about those things, it used to be that live entertainment was the only way to get your entertainment. You would go to a theater. You would sit around, play musical instruments. You would sing. You would go and look at paintings. You would draw. That was entertainment. You know, you'd go and see a play. And you'd have to sit there and watch the, you know, the actors, and there would be live interaction. And, you know, nowadays, people don't have to do that. All they have to do is look at their phone, you know, or their iPad or their tablet and watch, you know, 5-minute YouTube videos, 30-second YouTube videos. I was talking with a friend of mine today, and she got rid of Instagram on her phone. She said, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm realizing I'm in the middle of my life watching photographic moments of other people's life. And I went, well, that's kind of silly, isn't it, that we do that? That's really what Twitter, for the most part, I mean, I use it for business. I use it for that sort of thing. But Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, we're really just watching snippets of other people's lives. It's really fascinating to me that we're not involved in our own lives enough that other people's lives become more interesting. And that's also, I think, our fascination with the media as well. How, you know, the tabloids, which are usually, I've never seen one that's been right, you know, they're in there, you know, alien child born to pig mother. People buy that crap. I mean, they buy it and they think it's real. Or if they don't, they're still going to buy it. You're still feeding that crazed, sensation of voyeurism, you know, into those worlds. That's why the sideshow became so prominent. You know, you want to look into the world of things that may or may not be what your life is. Why? I don't know. Is your life not as interesting? It's interesting about social media. I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I think it's going to, you know, morph into something else, as you can already tell it's doing. And those snippets are going to become shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And our attention span is going to become shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Anyway, that's my little soapbox for social media. I absolutely use it. I absolutely use it for marketing and for, look, I did a lot on social media for Les Mis. I utilized it a lot. And I utilized it a lot because that's what, you know, that's what reaches people these days. So how do you get somebody to come and see something? How do you get somebody to know about it? Well, you got to use social media. Interesting part about that is that everybody's using it. So how do you make yours different? All right, August 16th, 2014, it's a Saturday night. James Barber in concert at the Celebrity Center International Garden Pavilion, when I've been doing them here in Los Angeles. I am going to have cast members from Les Miserables at La Mirada Theater come and be my special guests, and we're going to have an amazing night of music. I'm going to announce something there, and I'll give you a little hint there now. I've been working with a buddy of mine, who's a prominent Broadway composer, to present the music of a lot of his works and excerpts from his shows. That will be launched coming in September. We're going to announce the first show that we're doing very soon. But August 16th, you can go to brownpapertickets.com and already start booking your tickets there for James Barber in concert at the Celebrity Center International Garden Pavilion, 8 p.m. This past week, I was working on a project, something I've been working on for a while. I've done two projects for these guys. The first is Serrano, which is a parody of Cyrano de Bergerac. Takes place in Little Italy. Really funny parody. I've done a couple of workshops for my friend Madeline Sunshine, who wrote it, and Steve Sunshine, her husband, who is producer, Joel Zwick, the great Joel Zwick, who directed My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley. I mean, just on and on, and he directed it. He's also going to be directing my one-person show. We did another show that Maddie wrote with a guy named Adam Gorgoni called I Hate Homes. And we did a reading of it, a presentation, basically a backers presentation, which happened this past week. It's like, I thought I was going to have some catch-up time after Les Mis, but I'm not. I never seem to stop, which is good and bad. I mean, I need to rest my body a little bit. But I rolled into I Hate Homes. Basically, I Hate Homes is a play within a play, sort of. But it's about Arthur Conan Doyle's fight with himself about how he has this love-hate relationship with Sherlock Holmes. And I played Sherlock Holmes, and my friend Mark Capri played Arthur Conan Doyle. And he's writing a novel while at the same time talking to Holmes during the novel. It's a really fun piece with some great music. So I worked on that. Great cast. Larry Cedar plays Moriarty, and Cliff Moritz played Detective Lestrade. Eddie Corbett flew in. Eddie's, for those of you who don't know Eddie, he's in Gentleman's Guide, which won all the Tonys this year. He flew in, literally flew in for the day to do the reading. He also did Serrano with me and is working on that as well. But had a really wonderful time working on that piece with those guys. It's always a pleasure. It's really interesting when you have such dedicated, heartful people. And what I mean by that is they're more interested in seeing you succeed as an individual than they are necessarily of your art. Not that they don't want you to succeed as an artist, but, you know, Steve Sunshine, Joel Zwick, Maddie Sunshine, you know, it's their heart is there so that you can thrive. It's, you know, they're, dare I say, old school world. It's really great to be around them. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time with it. And I can't wait to move on to the next venture. We may be having something with Serrano happening in December, which of course I will keep you posted on. I'm not going to say anything more again until pen hits paper. I'm also going to be working on another project, it looks like, starting in on July 11th, which is going to be really fascinating, I think. But just giving you a little hints again, because I can't talk about it until pen hits paper and the ink is dry on all of the things we're talking about here. What is dry is the August 16th concert at the Celebrity Center International Garden Pavilion. When we come back, we have a couple minutes here. When we come back, I want to pay tribute to a dear friend of mine who we lost this past week, who just changed my life in so many ways. Incredible actor, incredible friend. And that is, of course, Meshach Taylor, who passed away this past weekend. And I'll tell you, it really hit me. And, you know, I've seen a lot of it. I've had friends pass. I've had both my parents pass, my grandparents. And it was like having a family member pass away. And it's still kind of hard to wrap my head around the fact that this amazing man is no longer with us in physical body. And, you know, when we come back, I'll talk about him in depth and what we used to do and the fun we used to have. We did Beauty and the Beast together on Broadway. But as we go out, I want to leave you guys with this after the first break. But stay tuned. We will be right back with more Star Power Hour. This is James Barber on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. Go to James Barber Now on Twitter, folks, at James Barber Now. We are going to be launching www.jamesbarbernow. It's not ready yet, but it will be. And it's going to have all of the uploaded television shows that we're recording. You can also go to voiceamerica.tv, voiceamerica.tv, and you will be able to see on the online entertainment channel the television shows, which are basically right now the radio shows that have been recorded. So you can see my guests in person as well as hearing them. This one is not being recorded for television because we're switching over to the television format to have two different shows. So stay tuned, guys. We will be right back. Do not eat a donut. I'm going to talk to you about some other stuff about that as well when we come back. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour for this Thursday, July 3rd. We're coming up on Independence Day, people. Independence Day. I'm going to tell you something. This is where my people come from, North Carolina. Hey, Jimmy, my whole family, my daddy's side of family from North Carolina. But hey, Jimmy, you're going to do something on Independence Day. You know, come on down here and have some I sound like I'm from Louisiana. They'd be like, hey, Jimmy, there's my people. How you doing, son? You going to have some hot dogs and some hamburgers? I don't know. I sound like, get her done. Those are my people. Believe it or not, I love them. Nothing like the South, folks. Nothing like the South. Southern hospitality. I really love it down there. July 4th, let me just say this to you guys. Be really mindful of what you're eating. I was having a conversation with somebody about the program that I'm on, the 3X Fat Loss program, which, by the way, we're launching another beta program. So if any of you guys who are hearing this that know me and want to get on this program, here are the statistics from the program, people. The first team that went through, and I'm just going to give you statistics. The first team of men that went through, there were 25 men that went through, ages 40 to 80 years old. Those 25 men, including myself, lost over 500 pounds collectively. The average person lost 25 pounds in 8 weeks with, check this out, no exercise. I did my 33.8 pounds with no exercise. I'm not saying it's not important to exercise. It is important, and it is part of this program. It's just not part of the first phase. And one of the reasons is, when people ask me, is because if you're carrying excess weight, you have inflammation in your joints. If you have inflammation in your joints and you go to work out, whether you run on a treadmill or you start pushing weights, you can actually damage your joints. So the first phase is getting the fat off. And for the ladies, it's getting the weight off. It's not a diet. When you say, well, I'm going on a diet, that means you're only going to do it to me for a short amount of time. This is not a diet. I'm changing my nutritional habits. I've changed how I eat, how I live. I am still on and maintaining this program. And I'm not hungry. It's more than enough food because I'm eating the right foods. I am now into the next phase of this program, which is exercise, and it rolls out. But we then took a second team through, a second beta team through, because the commercial program will be released very soon. It's just a couple months away, which will be available for the general populace. But we took another select group of men through, exact same results. I shouldn't say exact, because the weight loss varied a little bit because there were different guys had different things. Very, very similar results. Then a women's group went through as well, and they're having amazing results as well. The reason these beta tests are going is so that we can say, okay, how is it working? Is this rolling out properly? Was this confusing? And then the guy who's developing it, who took me through, the amazing Tim Sales, is combining all of this into a pretty incredible program. So we have time to launch one more beta test on this. I'll say this. If any of you who are my friends, it's a very limited group, are interested in doing this, email news, news, at jamesbarber.com. News, news, at jamesbarber.com. And I can have someone get in touch with you to see if you qualify for this beta test program, because there are criteria for this beta test. Once the commercial thing rolls out, anybody can do it. It's a very limited number of people that we're going to go through. You can reach out there and we'll get to you. That said, when you're looking at your food for the 4th of July, I don't eat any wheat, no gluten, no dairy, no soy, and no sugar. Obviously, there are times when I'm on the road. I try to pack as much food as I can, or I try to go to Whole. If I'm going somewhere and there's a Whole Foods or there's an organic, grocery store, I will go there to get my food. But there are times when I'm on the road or I'm at a business meeting and we're at dinner, and I have to eat what the restaurant serves. So I will curtail the food, or I will ask them to prepare the food as best they can to what I'm doing. It is your responsibility to take care of yourself. There are no excuses this way. So just because there's cake at a birthday party doesn't mean you have to eat it. Okay? And make no mistake, There's a doctor that did a study in Northern California that found that sugar is as addictive as cocaine. No kidding. Why do you think you have all those sugar cravings? For those of you who have sugar cravings, same reason I did, you know? And so when you realize what those things are doing to you, and part of this 3X program is the fact that you get educated, people. You learn what the food is, why you're doing it, what it's doing to you, how it came about. Why did sugar even get into our food? Why did fat become the bad thing? And then it's actually not. Fat is actually good and necessary for you, and it was replaced by sugar. Why? Because they took fat out of the diet. I believe it was Eisenhower had a heart attack. I think it was Eisenhower. And they were going, oh my gosh, what was it? And a doctor went over and said, well, you know, in such and such city, they don't eat a lot of fat. So that must be it. Well, when you take fat out of food, it loses its taste because that's what gives it its taste. So what did they replace it with? Sugar. That guy, that doctor later came back and said, whoops, I was wrong, but sugar was already in, folks. You can see it, sucralose, fructose, all that kind of stuff. It's horrible for you, right? It really is. So it's up to you when you're doing this 4th of July. And look, people say everything in moderation. Somebody said to me, look, you know, come on, you're here. If you're really hungry and, you know, you can just have one of those, you know, it doesn't hurt to cheat. Well, for me, it does. Because what that does is it puts me backwards. It puts me back a couple of days in my program when I eat sugar. I'm not saying that it's not possible. And I'm not saying that, you know, if I want something in the future, maybe I'll have it. I just don't crave it anymore. I don't. It's just completely out of my system. You can stick an entire basket of bread in front of me, and I do not want to eat it. It smells amazing. It's great. Don't want it. And the cool thing is that I have then control over the food. The food's not controlling me. And here's the cool thing that I realized. I never want anybody to control me, to say, you got to do X, Y, and Z. Right? Had that for a little while. A couple, 36 days. Doesn't sit well with me. Somebody saying, you have to do this against your will. Right? Here's my question. Would you want that in your life? Would you want someone to be able to just walk up and control you and say, no, you're moving over here. No, I've really got to go to the grocery store. Nope, you're not going to the grocery store. You're going over here. I don't think we want that. So when I think about that, I think about food having that same power. If I give in to sugar, how weak am I that I can't get off of sugar for 30 days? Really? That I'm kind of weak if I can't do that. If I can't not eat bread for 30 days. Well, the general consensus is once you run 30 days, those things are out of your system. The sugar's out of your system. The wheat, the dairy, the gluten's out of your system, right? If you don't eat it and you replace it with proper foods and nutrition. And there are things that can curb your sugar cravings that will help you through that are natural. So for me, that was a big realization that I don't want sugar to be controlling me. I don't want bread. I don't want food to control me. Food? Come on. So that's how I play the game. And I looked at it as a game. And now when my buddy said to me, oh, come on, you know, come on, it doesn't hurt. I'm like, you know what? It does. It really does. Putting sugar in my body hurts my body. It really does. You know, if I had to eat it, if I chose to eat, sure. I just don't want to. So when I take that stance with my food, people are like, really? Well, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I did this program. Look at me. You can see me. I mean, look, the poster for the concert that's going out is a picture of me. And for those of you who haven't seen me in a while, you'll see I'm like skinny, you know, and I feel great. Anyway, so when you're thinking about July 4th, folks, think about what you're going to eat. You know, there are burgers. Okay. I eat grass-fed beef. Even if you have, oh, it's organic beef. Well, what's it being fed? It's being fed grains. Well, what grains? Wheat. Well, they don't eat wheat. They eat grass. And where's the wheat coming from? Well, it's genetically modified wheat. Well, guess what? The cow, even though it's organic, is being fed genetically modified grains, which means what? The cow is now ingesting genetically modified things, and it makes it genetically modified. So we got to look at that, right? So I eat grass-fed beef, chicken. I eat vegetables, organic, and, you know, and I have necessary fats. I replace them with supplements in my diet, in my diet, meaning what I eat. And I have three huge meals a day, plus a protein shake, which is a low glycemic protein shake called Pure Nourish. If you want any of this information, email news@jamesbarber.com and we can get it to you. I put a thing out on Twitter that we're really supporting and releasing these products that I've discovered through our company. And you are very happily welcome to try them through us because they literally changed my life physically. In fact, this company even they just launched a body care line where what's in your toothpaste? I've talked about this before. There are no negative chemicals. There are no chemicals. It's organic. This is organic toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, body wash. That's the whole thing. When I started taking care of my inner body, I realized I got to take care of my outer body as well. What am I washing my body with, right? What am I breathing? What kind of perfumes am I breathing? Do they have chemicals and toxins? Every time you smell something that's got a fragrance, unless it's like a flower, chances are it's got chemicals in it. How does it get the fragrance? All right, I'm on a soapbox. So think about this, folks. Proteins and vegetables over July 4th. You can have fun. You can make some really great meals over July 4th. I would just urge you to stay away from the breads. Make that as a thing. No bread, no dairy, and no sugar. See if you can do that this July 4th. Hey, listen, we're going to take our next break, and I'm going to come back and give my little Meshach tribute. I could devote an entire day to this man, but I'm going to give him a tribute in my segment here. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, guys, at James Barber Now on Twitter. This is James Barber for the Star Power Hour.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit TheDebtLady.com. TheDebtLady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. TheDebtLady.com, your new best friend.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back, guys. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour for this Thursday, July 3rd, 2014. Meshach Taylor. I met this man, when was it? 1999, I guess, when I was asked, I got a phone call from Rob Roth, who directed Beauty and the Beast. I was sitting in Los Angeles, and he said, hey, listen, I'd done Beauty and the Beast in Los Angeles for almost 2 years, and it was 98. I can't remember the exact year. Why? Because I'm old. I guess I could Google it. But he said, listen, Toni Braxton is going to be doing Belle in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway. And we'd like you to come and do it, the Beast with her. And without hesitation, I said, absolutely, yeah. Rob has been an incredibly supportive man in my life. I remember I was the reader for Beauty and the Beast for many years. And when I was standing by for Michael Hayden in Carousel, and then I took over for him, I was actually the reader for Beauty and the Beast. So I would go in and, Jay Bender, the great casting director, Jay Bender, I would go in and read scenes with them. So I got to know these guys really well. And then I eventually got to play the Beast, which was an incredible time of my life. And Disney was, and still is, Tom Schumacher and all the guys at Disney, just amazing people. And I am grateful for that time of my life. So when Rob said, hey, we're going to do this, do you want to come and do it? And I said, sure. And then I found out that a guy named Meshach Taylor was playing Lumiere. And I knew who Meshach was. He was on Designing Women. He had done the movie Mannequin. And I'm sitting there going, man, I'm in heaven. I got one of the funniest guys on television playing Lumiere. And I've got one of the most incredibly beautiful pop stars playing Belle. And I'm going, and I'm playing the Beast. So we get to rehearsal. And Tony, I knew the show because I had done it before. Tony Braxton had everything completely memorized first day of rehearsal. Everything. Unbelievably professional. And Meshach also. And I'm going, man, I am glad that I had done this show before because they really raised the bar. And, you know, Meshach was living in Los Angeles at the time. He's still from Los Angeles. And I was from Los Angeles. And we were sort of loners in New York, even though I had an apartment there at the time and he was living there. And for 6 months, we were inseparable. We became fast friends. And I mean, everything together. Dinner, lunches, in between shows, hanging out, watching movies. We would literally stand on the corner. 49th? And where's the palace on? We would stand on a corner right there where the Palace Theater is. And there was a guy who worked at the Embassy Suites there. I guess the Embassy Suites in the hotel. And he was the porter. And his name was Amidou. And he was from South Africa. I'm not sure exactly where was he in Africa? I can't remember. But he was working there because all the money that he was making, he would send back. He was opening schools up in Africa. And he and I and Meshach would just stand on the corner for hours, just talking to people, talking to Amidou. He'd go and, you know, help people with their bags and stuff like that. Oh, Mr. Taylor, Mr. James, you know, how are you doing? Unbelievable times we had. And Meshach taught me laughter and a lot of laughter. My father was very ill at the time when we were doing Beauty and was dying of cancer, and in fact died during the time that I was doing Beauty and the Beast. And, you know, it was hard to sustain moments of levity at times when you're dealing with, you know, someone passing. Because my father was in pain. He had a pretty painful form of cancer. And I would travel down to New Jersey, which is where I was from, any time that I could to be with him, in the work cycle. And Meshach and I would spend so much time together that he started to rub off on me. And he just looked at life in a different way. Everybody was a friend, from the guy on the street that he'd never met to people that he had known for years and years and years and years. And you were a part of that family. You know, movie stars would come to see him and you were immediately accepted into this group. Meshach has a theater background. He did hair with Meatloaf. So he's not, you know, he's not just a TV guy. He comes from theater, Chicago theater. And so being around that, and being around that sort of personality, we would go everywhere. And I won't forget this. We were at I was a vegetarian at the time, and we were eating at a restaurant called Zen Palette. And we would go over there, and they would treat us very well. And sitting down one day, Meshach and I just, you know, shooting the breeze and laughing as we always did. He just cracked me up all the time. He'd do the simplest thing. And I'd fall over laughing. You know, he'd say the simplest thing. He'd tell me a story. The stories he's got, oh my God, they were funny and poignant. And, You know, but we were sitting there. I'll never forget it. We were sitting by the – it's changed now. They've made the restaurant smaller. We were sitting by the window, and this girl comes over, and she goes, James. And I look up, and it's this girl that I had done Carousel with. And I'm like, hey. And she's sitting there with a friend of hers, and I introduce her to Meshach and start talking. She goes, oh, my gosh, I wanted to try to get tickets for I can't remember who she was getting tickets for Beauty and the Beast. Do you think you can get them? And I was like, sure, because I can get house seats, right? You don't get free tickets, but when you're in a show, you can get house seats, which are, for those of you who don't know the theater, you know, you have orchestra seats, and there are certain seats allotted. And as part of my contract, I would have available for me to purchase 2 orchestra seats per show. That's part of my contract. Don't get them for free. Some people did at that point. You know, some people don't. You know, it depends upon your contract, right? But I had them for purchase. And so I said, sure, yeah, absolutely. And we started talking, and she went back to her table, and that woman was the woman who I'm now married to. And it's an irony of all ironies to me that, you know, that we reconnected, and that's how we reconnected after doing Carousel in 94, 95. I had seen her do one other show, but just as we were just in passing. But Meshach was there the day I reconnected with the woman who is now my wife. Subsequently, you know, when we were out in California, we'd all go to eat together. Anyway, man, it hit me hard because he was only 67 years old. Wonderful family. I knew his kids. Now his kids are grown. It's when you think about that and the impact that someone has had on your life, or certainly my life, that will never go away. And I can tell you that Meshach's legacy will live on in me. It lives on in my children. It certainly lives on to everybody who's been touched by him from all the wonderful art that he has done. I am grateful to him. I'm grateful for his laughter. I'm grateful for his lessons. I'm grateful for his friendship. And I wrote that little blog, you know, Laughing in Heaven. I have no doubt that wherever he is, wherever his spirit is, people are laughing their asses off. And he's got that twinkle in his eye and that smile on his face and that sly, dry sense of humor that that just put me on my knees in tears of laughter and tears of joy. So, my friend, to you, thank you. I miss you. And thank you for everything that you've ever done for me. I'm going to leave you guys with this song, and then we're going to do our final segment. And this one's for Meshach. Take a listen.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, gang, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Star Power Hour. I want to talk about something here that I touched on briefly. So if you go to, again, if you email news@jamesbarber.com, you will be able to see, you'll be able to get information on all the things I was talking about. Not only the weight loss program, the drops that I was on, these homeopathic drops, the program had a double-blind clinical study. And the average person lost between a third to a half a pound a day without the need to exercise, okay? There was a doctor-run program, men and women both. Guys, this is the real deal. And as I said, I'm now 3 months out of the beta test into phase two of the program. And I'm still skinny. It's not coming back on me. There's no rebound. It's not like you're eating 500 calories a day and taking some hormone drop and, you know, anybody's going to lose weight on 500 calories a day. It's not like that. This is, let's reboot your system. Let's go back to square one and get healthy again. And, you know, I'm 48 years old. I look, I look young, folks. I'm not going to say I don't. I look young. And you ask any of the guys that have done this program and the women who are doing it right now, they're going to say the same thing. They feel young. They look better. Their skin is better. And they have lost weight in a healthy way. I am going to be launching a team of people out here in Los Angeles of like-minded individuals who want to change their lives and change the lives of other people. It's all going to be part of James Barber Now. It's going to be part of the program that I'm doing. It's an ancillary business that you can be involved in with me directly. It's going to be my team of people. And we are going to literally be doing webinars. We're going to be doing meetings. And I am still pursuing, you know, it's not like I'm doing this and not pursuing the entertainment stuff. Absolutely not. It's, in fact, what we're doing is we're using the proceeds, not only for profit from a lot of the stuff that we're going to be building, but we're going to be focusing on creating new projects for, you know, concerts, shows, things like that, And this is a way, folks, to be able to, if you've sat at home and you're sitting there going, you know, my gosh, I am stuck because I've got to go to my job 9 to 5, da-da-da-da-da, I don't like it. I've always said you've got to do what you like. You have to take control. Stephen Pressfield, the War of Art, that book I told you, Stephen Pressfield's The War of Art. Stop being a hobbyist. Become a professional. Do what you want to do. Take control of your life. And this business is the way to do that. You have the opportunity within this company to do that, to work when you want, how you want, as long as you want. It creates freedom and prosperity, but it's up to you. It's not one of these things where it's like, well, I just want to get a job and be paid $5 an hour or $20 an hour. It's not that. Because then guess what? Let me say this to you guys. I was talking to my buddy Rick Wilson. All right? Rick's on my team. Rick's up in Northern California. So just a little math, folks. You figure the average person, right, 40 hours a week, you know, and, you know, 52 weeks a year, they probably have a couple of weeks off, right? So let's see. Let's see. It's 40 hours a week times 52, okay? That's 2,080 hours, right? Now, let's do this. 80 divided by 7. Okay, so that's 10 days. It's like a week plus off. Say 2 weeks. Say you take 2 weeks off, right? Average person gets 2 weeks vacation. Really don't work weekends unless you're working two jobs. You know, I work like 7,000 jobs. But the average person, 40 hours a week, that's 2,000 hours that you're working a year. That's your limit. What happens if you could have other people working with you? What happens if you could have other people that are working for you and with you? So my buddy Tim, this is true. At one point, he had 56,000 people working in his business. 56,000 people worldwide. If only each one of them worked 1 hour, one day out of the year, that's 56,000 hours that they've worked. Now, you get what I'm saying here? So the maximum that you can work is 2,000 hours, unless you're doing two jobs. Even if you were to work 24 hours a day, right, 7 days a week for, you know, the year, it's 365 days times 24. That's 8,760 hours, right? 24 times 365 is 8,760 hours. Nobody can do that. You can't. You can't work 20. You'll fall down dead. You can't do it. So even if you were to work 3,000 hours, which is crazy, you're never going to match 56,000 hours, right? So what I'm trying to say, and this may be confusing to you because I'm jumping a little bit, but this is the kind of business where you will have the potential for residual income. I'm not a work-for-hire guy, per se. I am an entrepreneur. I will go and do a show because I enjoy doing a show. But I always talk about, what are you going to do beyond that? How are you going to make your dream, your realities come true? Are you going to make your reality and your dreams come true working at McDonald's? If that's your dream and reality, then you've reached it. And I'm not being facetious, because there are people that go, this is my dream. This is all I want to do. I want to flip burgers at McDonald's, the GMO burgers that people are putting into their body. Okay, I'm just getting off on that subject, right? But that's their goal. It's not my goal. My goal is greater. I want a legacy for my children. I want to provide for them in the way they should be provided. I want everybody to have the freedom to be able to do what they want to do when they want to do it, right? Obviously, in a good way. When I look at this and I look at the changes that this company is making in people's lives, in health and wellness, I jumped in with both feet. There is no question in my mind. I went through this program, people. I did. I'm not lying to you. You can see the results. You can see me. 25 other men went through it. They had the results. Another group of men have gone through it. They have the results. A group of women have gone through it. They have the results. The clinical trial was done months ago with other people that are not even in these groups. They had the results. It's a published clinical study. It's not fake. It's real. And when I look at the way these products are being rolled out, non-GMO, organic skincare, it's unbelievable. We're changing the way people are living, and we're giving them the opportunity to better themselves and better their financial position as well. Look, you just want to be a customer and change the way you're eating? Great. Change what you're putting in your body? Fantastic. That's what I was. I was just going, I want to use these products. And then I went, holy moly. Not only do I want to use these products, I want to get them out to other people. So our company is now my company, my production company, and my company with my wife and the other people that I have. We've created an ancillary team so that now we're getting those out to other people. And we're letting other people know that you can do it too. You know, I do great, people. I got a great business. You know, I got great live in the entertainment field. My wife's got a great business. It's just that we want to go out and start helping people. So if you're interested in that, folks, you can be a part of my team directly. Just go to news@jamesbarber.com and send us an email. news@jamesbarber.com. That's news@jamesbarber.com. And we'll have somebody reach out to you with all the pertinent information, and we can teach you about it. And listen, even if you just want information about these products that are literally changing people's lives and where they're going with this company, we can get you all that information too. And heck yeah, I'm endorsing the heck out of these products because I'm buying them and I'm using them. I don't get anything for free, folks. It's not like they're sponsoring me, you know, to do anything. I am buying and using these products. Just like everybody else is. So news@jamesbarber.com. Okay, off my soapbox on that. I just want to say to you guys, have a wonderful 4th of July. We're running out of time here. I can't thank you enough. Don't forget, August 16th in LA, go to brownpapertickets.com. Get your tickets now. They're available. Come and see us. We're going to have a wonderful event, and we'll see you there. Take care. Happy 4th of July. Do not eat a donut.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.